With Theatre Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
It's a grand night for singing, but here in the morning, it's a grand morning for talking about Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Well, a grand night for singing, which takes its title from a tune from their film, State Fair, is a review of Rodgers and Hammerstein music, and it's beginning this week up at Musical Fair.
That must be awfully hard to do, to say, I'm going to pick, we'll do Rodgers and Hammerstein. Which one are we going to choose?
Well, they sort of choose them all. And, of course, Rodgers and Hammerstein, best known for Oklahoma, Carousel, King and I.
Book musicals.
Sound of Music, South Pacific.
I'm going to stop you right there, not because I don't enjoy the litany of
Wouldn't you like musical. To, and 10% of any one of them, on 10%.
Oh, my God. They did have a couple of what we call bombs.
Well, there's also music in this review from Allegro, Me and Juliet, Pipe Dream, shows for which they are not best known.
Who wrote Cinderella?
Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote Cinderella, but they wrote it for television.
There's that wonderful song from Cinderella in My Little Corner of the World.
My Own Little Corner of My Own Little Room. Julie Andrews did it first, then Leslie Ann Warren, being done at Art Park this summer.
The reason I mention that is because I saw a performance of it at the Shays Buffalo maybe 14, 15 years ago, and I said, that's a lovely tune.
It's a beautiful song. Well, they wrote so many beautiful, beautiful songs, and it was that television appearance that they remembered when it was time to cast the film of The Sound of Music. Mary Martin was inappropriate for the film in the 1960s, arguably had been inappropriate to play the novice when the show was done on Broadway, but they remembered Julie Andrews and went to her again. Fascinating thing for me about the collaboration of Rodgers and Hammerstein was that it was a second career, a complete second career for Richard Rodgers, who is a god of the American musical theater. Well, let's put it this way. No one did more than Richard Rodgers for the American musical, but he had a complete separate career with lyricist Lorenz Hart.
I've mentioned many times that I'm a lover of Lorenz Hart. His lyrics just knock me out.
In one collaboration, the music came first. In the other, the lyrics came first. It sounds like music by two completely different people. And that is A Grand Night for Singing, and it starts at Musical Fair this week and will play through May the 20th.
The two words voice lessons appear next in our litany of musical gems today.
Well, this is a comedy by Justin Tanner, who is a California-based playwright, a production directed by Neil Raddus down at his Alleyway Theater. This is the story of the unlikely romance between a deluded community theater actress who cannot... Funny right there, right?
You can apply for the job.
She cannot sing, and it is her relationship with her voice teacher who is committed to making her sing.
Is it Mrs. Miller again?
We'll find out. It opens this week. It's apparently hilarious, and it's a cast featuring Joyce Stilson, Daryl Hart, and Kim Piazza down at the Alleyway Theater. I understand that you feel at first sympathy for this beleaguered voice teacher, and then you find out he has some secrets and motivations of his own.
Come Back, Little Sheba, the drama by William Eng. We talked a lot about it last week, but you had a chance to see it this week.
Yeah, I did see it. A very faithful rendering. Interestingly, in this production, the character Doc pops quite vividly, Richard Lambert playing the alcoholic husband who has a relapse. I'd never seen it tilt that way before. I had seen the Broadway revival a few years ago, another production, of course, the Shirley Booth film, which just all lovers of William Eng must see all those films. And it was notable for that, that it's a very different focus in this production. It's Kelly Bocock Natalie as Lola and Richard Lambert as Doc at the New Phoenix Theater on the Park.
Does it fit into this time period, the beginning of the early 21st century?
I think that there are elements of the story that are universal and eternal. Young couples don't have to get married the way that they did in the late 40s, but I think that people do still make decisions in youth that leave them regretful and embittered as they grow older. You look at the choices that you made, the choices that you didn't, and you begin to wonder, what might my life have been if I had recognized what would happen as a consequence of that decision? And that is what Come Back, Little Sheba is about.
Closing this week is Elegy for Stanley Gorski, the drama by Manny Freed. It's a Subversive Theater Collective.
And Secrets of the Trade, the play by Jonathan Tollens, about a teenage boy who writes to a Broadway icon and gets a response, featuring Jimmy Janowski, Lisa Ludwig, and Jonathan Young. And that's down at the BUA Theater on West Chippewa.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.